the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. We are so glad you joined us here today. We have a very quick part two episode. Last week, we taught you how to recruit top talent. And today, we are going to talk about building the ultimate team.
Yeah, I'm excited because this is what I have planned out for 2025. So I'm excited to take everything that we're going to talk about today, implement it in the last half of 2024 to make sure that I hit my goals for 2025. And this is a very crucial topic for any and every business out there. Building a strong team is very important. If you want to grow and scale your business, which leads to more money, obviously, you are going to need some serious, what I call ride or diers, culture fits in order to make this happen. People that you can trust, who share your vision, and who are super excited to come alongside you and follow along on the trail to success. So if you haven't seen last week's episode, pop back and take a look. Before, maybe after, whenever it's convenient for you. But this is part two, and I'm super excited to dive in.
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, it's like very essential to define what you're looking for in your candidates, in your workers. Like, we remember when we were building out Stars Academy, we had to build like an avatar of our ideal client. Yeah. And realistically, for every role in your company, you should have an avatar of what would be the perfect person to fill this role. What does this person, what does their work ethic look like? What does their creativity look like? What does their work hours look like? Are we flexible? Are we not flexible? Are we micromanaging? Are we letting them do their thing? It's important to know who you want to hire so that when you go out and you find that person and you bring them in, you will have like a really, really strong, well written out job description for them.
Yeah.
So that you're setting them up for success with realistic expectations. These are my expectations of you in this role. This is what it should look like. And then we can move on from there, right?
Absolutely. Don't limit yourself, though, when we're talking about sources for finding these people. I mean, Tricia, I'm sure you have stories from meeting people from all walks of life who have come in and joined Elite Realty as agents or helped us out on the admin side. There are job boards, social media, asking friends, family, networking events, local chambers. I mean, you never know where you're going to find your next person who's going to be the rock star on your team.
It's so true, too. I went to Tracy's networking event. She did a community event last week. And while I was there, there was a guy there, and he wanted to become a realtor. So basically, I was doing like an interview at her community event. That's not why I went there. I wasn't looking to bring anybody on from that event. But lo and behold, like you said, you never know where that's going to happen. I've been in restaurants before and had like absolutely amazing service and been like, you ever think about going into real estate? Because I would love to have you on my team. Like, your energy, your vibe, everything about
you're
you.
You're serving me steak at 8:30 at night with a smile.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to, like you said, stay open to opportunities no matter where you are at, because you never know exactly where it's going to happen. And then when it comes to your interviewing them, like, make sure you're not just focusing on their skills. Like I said, I've had waitresses and stuff like that where I'm like, you know, they may not have any sales skills, but that translates from one job to another job, that friendliness, that approachability, that ability to work really hard in a rush and under stress, right? And be able to calm that.
Because that's real estate.
Well, and I noticed that a lot of real estate sometimes is a transitional career, and that I notice sometimes people have had this career for a really long time and they're like, now I want to do real estate. And the career that they're coming from, that they're transitioning from, is usually, like I said, they've been in the customer service industry as like a waiter or bartender, as management, as a bartender. Flight attendants.
Yeah.
We get a lot of flight attendants.
Erica was managing a hotel.
Yep. Erica was managing a hotel. So, like, you'll notice that these certain industries, and they're always like high stress, high people. They're like, I don't want to do this anymore, but I have these skills from this that'll translate over here.
I have a specific set of skills.
Yeah. And you want to ask, like, when I'm asking questions in interviews, I want to ask them, like, talk to me about a problem that you've solved, right? Talk to me about how you handle challenges, because that's going to tell you a lot. What they decide to talk about is going to tell you a lot about their personality and their background, and that's going to help you to set them up for success when you're building them in that team atmosphere, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so once you found the right people, we like you, come join us. The next step is managing them effectively. So do you want to share some strategies that you can use, that you've used or that you've thought about or that you've heard about that our listeners can implement to ensure that their team is performing at the very best and highest?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said earlier, making sure that you have a strong job description for them and you're setting up those expectations is number one. Then number two is to be setting goals for them to achieve. You don't want to just be like, oh, here's your desk, here's your chair, like, get your job done, right? You want to have some very well outlined, like, this is what I would like to see in the next week. This is what I'd like to see in the next month. This is what I'd like to see in the next year. If they're in a sales position, they should also be taking an active role in that. Like, we utilize the 411 sheet and the business activity tracker. And I sit down with our salespeople. I'll say, okay, Kylie, what does success?
Always me.
What does?
I'm always the example.
Well, yeah, because you're here with me. What does success look like to you in the next week, in the next month, in the next 6 months, and in the next year? Because if I just say, Kylie, of course you want to be making seven figures this year and closing 100 deals and doing all these things, in the back of your mind, you may freak out and quit because you're like, no, I don't want to do that. That is not what success looks like to me. Success looks like to me being able to be there for two field trips for each kid and also being able to,
close 24 deals this year.
Close 24 deals this year, right. So you need to make sure that your person on your team is working hand in hand with you to develop some very clear-cut goals so that you know that both of you are working to move them forward in their role, move that role forward in the company, and always be moving the needle forward in general, because people don't necessarily quit the job because they hate the job. They quit it because they don't like the culture. They quit the culture. They quit the manager because they don't feel appreciated or they don't feel like they have any direction. They just feel like they're showing up.
A lot of times it's support.
Yes, the support. They have to feel supported. Like, I was supposed to have a one-on-one with Sophie yesterday and she had texted and she's like, oh, I'm really sick. If you want to do a call. And I was like, no, just rest today. And this morning I text her and I'm like, hey girl, just checking in to see how you're feeling. Those little things.
Welfare check.
Those little things go a long way, though, because I will tell you, in 21 years of real estate, I don't remember ever having a broker or a manager that called or text or check in just to see how I was feeling. And that is important nowadays because you don't know what you don't know. And maybe Kylie's struggling at work, not because she's being lazy at work, but because, you know, she's had three sick kids for 3 weeks and now she's sick and she's doing the best she can with what she has. So maybe that's why she's not hitting her numbers, right? So we need to make sure that we have those laid out goals, those laid out strategies, and we know what success looks like for them, and they know what you feel like success looks like, because you both have to be on that same train. We can't just assume that every realtor wants to make $1 million. Some realtors just want to close one deal and take their kids to Disneyland. Some realtors just want to come in and learn their first year. Success looks different for everybody, so make sure you ask, what does success look like for you?
Yeah, and I think the next important thing to mention that you do really well at Elite is you don't just focus and ask people what their professional goals are. You ask them, what are you working on in your personal life? What's something you're struggling with? What's something you're proud of? What's something you want to achieve? Because all of that goes hand in hand. Like you just mentioned, I might be sucking it up at work because my personal life is suffering, you know, and being able to have an accountability partner sometimes really helps. I mean, how many times have I told you, like, when we're doing like a diet together, we're doing something together, you know, if I'm just doing it, me and Ryan, I will eat the cake at 10:30 at night because he's going to love me anyways. But this is something you find out in the interview process too. Are they a carrot person or a stick person? I don't want to say I'm not motivated by money, but I'm more motivated by disappointing the people that I love and who take care of me and who support me. And so when it comes down to it, it's like, I would rather not disappoint Trisha and have to openly admit to her when she asks me, did you eat the cake? And I get to say yes or no at that point. So making sure that you are touching base and not in a prying way, you know, obviously, but most people are more than happy to share some of their personal goals. Hey, I want to publish my book this year. Hey, I want to lose 50 pounds. Hey, I want to take my kids to Disneyland. Those are all important goals, and those are the things more than professional, that those are the personal things that are going to motivate people. And when they're down and out or they're feeling yucky about a deal that fell through or this or that, you're able to come alongside and say, listen, you told me that you wanted to save X dollars to get your kids to Disneyland. How can I help you? Oh, I need, you know, if I could just, you know, make this amount of money. Okay, go find some renters. That's quick money. You're going to make, you know, especially if you're dealing with high-end people, you're going to turn $700 to $1,000, bing, bang, boom, right?
Yeah, and I think that being said, like, communication is key. Having regular check-ins with your team members is really important. That way you can identify any issues early on and be able to have the opportunity to provide that feedback and support. If you're not regularly checking in with people, you may find out there's a problem far too late.
Yeah.
And that happens quickly. So having those regular check-ins, you should know what's going on, and then be providing some opportunities for development, right? Professional development, personal development, whether it's workshops, training programs, mentorship opportunities, like, you need to be investing in your team's long-term growth. There have been many times, like when we got Cardone University, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so expensive. Like, it was tens of thousands of dollars for Cardone University. But the amount of knowledge and skills that I gained, Andy gained, our team gained, made it so worth it, because it's like, okay, yeah, I'm spending, you know, call it $35,000 on Cardone University, but how much money are we going to make as a company by investing that $35,000? Literal millions of dollars, right? Because now we have skills to be able to sell people for the long term and to be able to make them feel comfortable or to be better leaders. Like, there was different modules in there for leadership, for sales, for follow-up, for rebuttals, for everything. And the things that I learned in that program, I teach today. I implemented them into Stars Academy. So that impact and that ripple effect is going on forever. So that is a crucial step to building an epic team, an elite team, an amazing team, is to provide those opportunities for that personal and that professional development, right? You talked about personal development. I was, and you were too, Beachbody coaches, right? So I learned a lot about nutrition and balancing macros and how to set fitness goals and things like that. And so I share that with my people. It has nothing to do with real estate. It has nothing to do with being a real estate broker. But if somebody comes in and they're like, my goal is to get my blood pressure down or lose X amount of pounds or things like that, I will actually help them build out a very easy to step into plan of, okay, first we're going to start walking for 20 minutes three times a week, and then we're going to start doing yoga, and then we're going to do this. You know, like, depending on where they are, I meet them where they are and I give them the tools for success in their personal or their business life. And if it's beyond me, then I'm going to invest in a program or a coach or something of that nature to be able to help them get that. Or maybe it's just buying books. Like, I go at least once a year and buy 6 to 10 books for our
library,
our little library at Elite Realty, so that when people come in, if they say, man, every morning I hit snooze 25 times, I'm like, okay, I have a book for that. Here is Mel Robbins' 5-second rule. We're going to launch you off like a rocket ship, right?
Yeah.
So engaging and offering those opportunities for personal and professional development is going to help you. Again, like, they might not have this, they might not come to you with the skills, but you can help them to cultivate those skills as long as they're a culture and a team fit for you and they're willing to be coachable. And that is one of the questions I ask in their interview process. Do you feel like you're a coachable person? How
nope, do
you feel
me.
Like you take that criticism and coaching, right? Because that's important. You have to be open to understanding, like, maybe this is the way you always did it, but perhaps there's a better way or an easier way or a more effective way for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we kind of already touched on this, showing appreciation and recognition for your team. Make sure that, like Trisha does it. Oh my goodness. We're running out of brain space here. The Tuesday team shout outs. You're always thanking people, leaving notes, sending gifts, little congratulations. I was totally, when we closed on our house, I was totally not expecting a closing gift because I'm the real estate agent for the buyers and I just bought us a freaking house. So that's your closing gift. And it was super sweet. Like, to have that. That was very, very nice. And, you know, it's those little things that, you know, at you know, other teams that I've worked with and been on, it was just not there. And I will tell you, I loved the people I worked with. I loved the work that we did. The grind was awesome. The vision was beautiful. But because upper management was not as involved or appreciative of all the blood, sweat, and tears that we were pouring in, we all went somewhere else where we found that, you know. Yeah. And this can be the, I'm telling you people, this appreciation above everything else can be a make or break thing, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, there's been times where we've been in 411 and I've watched, I had an agent, her name is Jessica. Well, she's still with us, but she's not super active. But anyways, one of the things was is she wanted to do door hangers, but she didn't have the funds to do them. So I watched her have it on her 401, I have it on her 401, I have it on her 401, I have it. And I'm like, why haven't you knocked this off yet? And she's like, well, I don't have the money to order them. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy your door hangers so you can go and hand them out. And she literally started crying in 411, like just sobbing. You were there for that one? Yes.
It was beautiful.
But those are little things that are easy for me to be able to be like, hey, this is a win-win, right? Like, I help you to be successful. You're going to go out there and spread brand awareness. You're going to share that with your friends. You're going to get clients. Like, that is a win-win to me. We had an agent one time where she didn't have the money to upgrade her phone. And if she didn't upgrade her phone, then she wasn't going to be able to get the leads to her phone because her phone was so old, it couldn't get the software. So I was like, how much is it to upgrade your phone? And whatever it was, I was like, I'll just Venmo it to you. I want you to have these opportunities because you show up for every training, every coaching, every event.
I've got a $75 Motorola right now.
But I don't do all of that for everybody. But if I see it's an absolute need and it's inhibiting them from moving their business forward, it's easy for me to give that little bump, buy some stamps or do a flyer or, you know, $50 to upgrade your phone so you can get the software to be able to get the leads. Those little things go a long way. And in my opinion, again, like I do it for them to help them to move their business forward, but it's also a benefit to me, you know? So it's a win-win for us all. And I do genuinely care about all of my people. And I know that's why we work on the personal development side too, because if you are personally happy, if you are healthy and you have good relationships and you are happy at home, you will come to work and you will do a better job.
Absolutely.
You will do a better job. You will feel more confident. You will wear nicer clothes. You will do your makeup. You will do your hair because you feel great. Like if your life at home is a mess, if you are always sick, you're going to miss work. If you are always broke, you're going to not want to work, right? Like it's a weird thing, but like energy begets energy.
Absolutely. Right? So. 100%. Well, I think that's all the time that we have today. Did we cover everything that you wanted to go over?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just providing those opportunities for growth and advancement in your company and keeping your team engaged and motivated, that's how you build a great team. And that's how you keep a great team too. And then the last thing I think I want to add, just because I said that, is one thing I struggled with for a long time, and sometimes I still struggle with, is understanding that throughout the process of building a team, not everybody is going to be a fit. And even people that have been with you for a long time, eventually you may decide you want to liberate from your team because maybe your culture has changed, or maybe your team has changed, or maybe your office has changed, or maybe you have changed and that's not the best fit for you anymore. Don't get upset about liberating somebody, or if somebody decides to go, yeah, that's what we're going to call it now. We're liberating them.
New speak.
But the thing is remember that all the time and the energy and the resources that you poured into that person when they were with you made them a better person, made them a better, in a better place in their life. And you can launch them out into the world and know like you did great things with them and for them and by them. And that's going to continue on in the world. That's a positive impact on our world. So even if it's not with your team, they're going to go out and they're going to do great things. Or maybe they're going to go out and they're going to do bad things. And it's better they do it over there than with you.
Well, that's a wrap for this week. If you like the show, like the show. Don't forget to share and subscribe because we drop fresh content every Thursday. So come back next week for another episode of the Elite Life Podcast.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors. Are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to 6 other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots-on-the-ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know, from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads, and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.